Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 here we are. Big surprise. We didn't say anything about it last night because we like to surprise you.
No, we just don't know.
And be spontaneous.
Yeah, we have no clue.
Yeah, and we didn't know how the day was going to, you know, kind
of
lay out. So here we are, and we're raring to go. So it's wonderful to have our Facebookers with us who are watching live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, of course. We are streaming live there. And to all of our wonderful listeners on Blog Talk Radio, we're very happy to have you too. And please, if you're interested in having a reading, call and get online, get on the, what do you call it,
the queue?
Yeah, that'll work. So there's still plenty of room for you to get on board. Just as a reminder, I'm using only ordinary playing cards and a 24-card layout for the readings. I've noticed a lot of others just do a random card draw. I'm not comfortable with that. I spend most of my time in session with people, and we're constantly redoing the layout to get more and more information from the cards intuitively. And it just seems to suit me well that way. So I hope that you'll give us a call and give it a shot at getting a reading. They're all free, of course. And now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo Baggins, who rides shotgun with me.
Alrighty then. Want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer that we like to give out. Also, if you are an international caller or a Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we will give you an international shout out.
Yes, we will.
We do a show quite almost every show. I mean, I can't remember a show we've done when there wasn't somebody international on at least Facebook. It's a call-in show primarily. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, and we have people on hold, when you call in, you'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show, everything's working perfectly fine. All systems are go.
Mm-hmm.
We will have you on a list. I will keep track of this list because they don't do a really good job putting it in the order of who was first, but I've been tracking that so nobody gets screwed. We don't want people taking cuts. Anyway, this is important, though, and we really want you to do these things if you legally and safely can. When we take your call, when you go live, get off that speakerphone, kill the Bluetooth devices, stop multitasking, doing stuff to kill time, watching TV, all the noises and stuff, because then you're on hold. You know, the clock will go so slow if you don't find something to do while you're on hold. So please, we need you to do that. Get off that. Find a place to be nice and quiet and not moving around. Background noises that you don't even really maybe know they're there. Watch out for wind outside, stuff like that. Because when your call goes through the Blog Talk and it comes to our computer and out our computer speakers, there's a lot of quality loss.
Yeah.
And it can be really rough sometimes for us to have a two-way conversation on the reading. So please, do those things if you can. That will make your reading better. But if you can't, we understand. Can't break laws, can't put our lives in jeopardy or others. For those that cannot call in for whatever reason, typically it's international, but not always, we will open the floor up occasionally here, once, twice, it all depends, you know, how things go, to the Facebook Live viewers. And when we do that, you'll be able to messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor, but Deborah Lee, And in order to do that, you will have to be friends with her. But it's very, very important that you don't do any messenger stuff until we actually tell you to do so, because it doesn't have any kind of a hold function or anything, and we have to hang up on you. And we don't like doing that. Just wait. We will do it. We'll say, hey, Facebookers, we'll give you like a 30-second window before we go back to the callers. Also, one more thing. That is the sound of harps, which is, you think of angels playing harps. Well, because at the end of Deborah's leading, you're going to have a healing angel card reading tonight. And that harp sound means your reading with Deborah is in the past. It's over. It's not time to work in a couple more questions. Oh, no, no, that ship has sailed. It is time to get your one healing angel card reading, and then we have to move on.
Yes.
We just can't go on forever and ever. We got people, lots of people that are lining up as we speak. So I think on that note, I think we start getting to these folks. All right. Let's take our first caller. We're going to go to area code 678 in Georgia. 678, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Glad to have you with us. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Welcome.
Is this your first time with us on the show?
Yes, it is.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us.
And we thank you for holding.
Yes. So if you give us a few details and then your question, we can go forward with your reading. Okay?
Okay. My question is, do you see myself and Anthony developing a meaningful relationship?
Very good question.
It is.
Yeah, the cards are, I'm trying to think what the word is. They're very good when it comes to matters of the heart.
Real quick, international shout out to Tracy from the UK.
Hey, Tracy.
All right, I see now. She wanted to know about, what was his name?
Anthony.
Anthony. Now, is there any background information on Anthony? Are you guys starting to date? Are you just acquaintances or anything that you can give us?
It's off and on. It's off
okay.
and on.
Gotcha. All right, so it's obviously not anywhere you want it to be right now, but you're hoping that maybe there's hope is what I'm guessing.
Are you on right now or is it off?
Off, I guess. Off. It's,
ooh, that's not
I saw him a couple weeks
scary.
Ago.
You what? I'm sorry, what happened? Several weeks ago?
I saw him a couple weeks ago.
That sounds offish to me, but then again, I don't know the status of, you know, your relationship, how it works with you two, but cards are ready.
Well, I got to tell you, you are all in. I can definitely see that your heart is just full for Anthony. He, on the other hand, he could really make this work if he tried, if he committed himself. And, you know, I feel he wants to, but there's something that causes him. Is that me talking?
Hey, do you have something in the background on, maybe Blog Talk on your computer or something that you could turn down?
No, I don't. I'm holding my phone to my ear.
Okay, well then. There's this crazy internet stuff going
yes,
on.
Yes, we had a real rough time last night.
Yeah, well, yesterday was out of control.
But I want you to know that there is nothing but potential for the two of you. He's got to want to work at it. Does that resonate with you as far as your... See, I haven't built a spiritual connection with you yet that would enable me to be very familiar with you and your cards intuitively. So I'm wondering, does that feel like he needs to step up and give you more than he has?
Yes. He just needs to, he's very scared.
Yes.
He's very scared to get into the relationship because of, he's divorced and it was a bad divorce. He's just scared.
Yes.
He's scared. I know he likes me. I know he wants me. He's just scared. And I don't know how much longer my patience can
I understand. I have to tell you, though, sometimes in cards I have seen that if a man finds out that you are moving on, and especially if there is somebody else who's, say, knocking at your door, boy, oh boy, all of a sudden desire takes over and fear hits the dirt.
Ultimatum is not a good way to put it, but you might have to say, you know, I just can't play this on and off forever.
It's just,
neither of us should be doing this.
And he's got to heal from that divorce. You know, I realize it's kind of like the old saying, once bitten, twice shy. But seriously, you are his future happiness. And as much as you might want him to just accept this and, you know, move forward with you, it's got to come from him. I have faith in Anthony. I really do. So if you reach a point where you got to say, hey, hon, I can't keep doing this, that could be the off again that might really make a difference.
Yeah, something to the effect is it's not fair to either one of us.
It's not.
We can't sit there and just play this casual game for until the end of time. At a certain point.
So do you? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's your
right. I'm not waiting, and I'm just here. I'm not waiting or anything, but I feel that since he's the one with the issue that he's scared, he needs to just step up to the plate. And if you don't, I'm done. After this last,
yeah.
He just ended up at my house the last time, and I'm done. Either do you see him just manning up and getting into the relationship, or he's still just going to play games? And I hate to say play games because he's not playing games, but it's hard to explain.
I understand.
Well, he's playing games. He just doesn't realize it. He's
with himself.
Yeah, he's playing like he's hiding from reality.
Well, and partly these men that have been damaged from a previous relationship or marriage, they actually worry that we aren't as genuine as we appear while they're dating us, and we might transform into some kind of shrew, you know, or a biatch that they, you know, just.
I'm a bitch.
So to him, he thinks the winning move is not to play, but he is going to lose best thing that ever happened to him, and that is you.
All right, real quick, we got to move on, but we're going to give you a healing angel card reading.
Yes.
The subject is the unknown. Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
I don't know how that fits.
Well, it's her first time she's called.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be your last. We do several shows a week. You're welcome to call each and every show.
Yes.
You really are. Just once a day, that's all.
These readings build on top of each other.
Sure, you can keep checking on it.
Right. So that, just bear in mind, this is for everybody, and I usually say it at the beginning. We have the ability through personal prophecy reading, as my grandmother taught me this, to be in the present, look down the road at the future. And if we don't like what we're seeing, then we can actually make big changes just through choice that will bring change. All right. And that is a very integral part of this method. So right now I'm seeing for you, Kathy, that Anthony wants very much to step forward, and he's got to stop getting scared.
Yeah, you gotta put the big boy pants back on again. You know, there's a certain point where either you get back on the horse, or you never ride it again.
I think so. If you realize,
can I just ask? Do you see when he's going to do it? Will it be by the end of the year?
Yeah. Well, he really needs to do it as soon as possible because you're at the end of your rope. So it sounds like you two need a really good sit down. When you are back together.
And it sounds like you don't see a time frame at this point.
I really don't.
Not
because
yet.
He's got to make a move. You know, you can only meet him halfway.
Have a conversation, maybe. Doesn't have to be a drastic one. Or it's up to you. It's like, have a conversation and then give us a call back. That could change the reading a lot.
It certainly could.
And you need to have a conversation anyway.
Yeah, so call us again. And
absolutely.
We will keep looking at this and dig deeper.
We do several shows a week.
Reading. Right. So thank you,
okay.
And I'm really glad you called us.
Yeah, definitely. Please call back.
Yes.
Thank
Goodbye
you.
For now. All right, put her back on hold because I do not hang up on folks. Alrighty, keep on, and we're going to go to area code 541, which is in Oregon, 541.
Well, hello, and welcome to the show. To whom are
hello.
Hi,
it's Nancy, and I did call several months ago.
Okay.
And it was a relationship question at that time, but this is a total different question.
Okay.
Okay. 2 years ago, I moved from California to Oregon to be closer to my daughter and my grandchildren because my husband had passed away. And right now, about, I think it was last July, they moved to Oklahoma because they want to be closer to his father because he is sick. But anyway, I was just curious if you see me eventually moving to Oregon or... you know, any place, because it looks like even this apartment where I'm living, they're going to sell it, and so I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, okay. I think this sounds like a very good question.
It doesn't. It actually sounds like we know you're moving. It looks like they're going to sell it. But, yeah. But at least you have advance. Well, I shouldn't say advance notice. It sucks. But, I mean, you can see the writing on the wall, so
yeah.
At least you can start making prep.
Yeah.
We have internet.
Exactly.
People take the internet for granted. You know, it wasn't that many years ago for us older folks when you finding apartments and you breaking out the newspaper.
Sure.
You sit down with a phone and wasting a whole day away calling around or
yeah,
driving
now you
around.
You can actually rent, do a video tour and rent it right off
apply
the internet.
Online. Yeah, it's people, mm-hmm. There's a lot of advantages nowadays. Real quick, an international shout out once again to the UK. This would be to Cheryl.
Hello there, Cheryl.
And it's not a good thing, Cheryl, but we, you know, our heart goes out to you.
Okay. I would like you to restate your question so I make sure I get it right.
Yeah, one sentence if you can.
Okay. Do you see me moving to Oklahoma eventually to be closer to my daughter?
Good question. Right to the point. I like it.
I'm seeing absolutely that it's possible, very much in the offing for you, that I think that, yes, and I feel like she would welcome it, especially with a sick father-in-law, you know, who may or may not recover. I'm not really seeing him in your reading, but having you close. Do they have children? Do you have grandchildren through her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure those kids would like to have their Nana close by. So have you discussed this with her, Nancy?
Have I
discussed it with your daughter?
Oh, she wants me out there eventually, but the problem is they're not really settled yet. You know, they're selling their other house, and so far they've been gypped by one person
yeah.
was a potential buyer. So they're going through a lot of problems
sure.
just to get settled there. So there's no reason for me to move out there now because, you know, I hope that they're going to stay there. That's the problem.
Right now at this point in time, I see that they will for an extended period of time. All
okay.
right. And as for you, I really don't feel you're going to get stung with like a 30-day notice to vacate. So you'll have
mm-hmm.
some time. And winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
So, but I feel it's all going to work out very well for you, your daughter, the grandchildren. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Stand by for your healing angel card
Thank
reading.
You.
Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world, this is the angel speaking. This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind unite in harmonious balance.
Boy, we could use that, couldn't we?
Well, I mean, she's got a lot of stuff.
Maybe with the way the world is and all, boy.
Well, I mean, it sounds like she's got a lot of change going on in life, and I think they're just letting her know that it's all going to come together.
Yeah, and Nancy, please call us again.
Yeah, it's been a little
so
while.
So we can follow along with you.
Okay, I certainly will. Love your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome back.
Yep, glad to have you. Take care, hon.
You too.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right.
We thought we, was done. Well, anyway, let all the folks know, when our call's over, I put you back on mute. Some people, they're listening to the show on their phone. They don't have a computer or anything on Blog Talk. So that's up to you if you want to hang up. I will not hang up on you. You can stay. You're welcome to listen to the entire show. Some people do on their phone.
Yeah.
Perfectly okay. All right. Somebody dropped off. I got to see who it was. I was a caller. So that's cool. All right. Anyway. I'm going to go to, we're going to, I don't know, this one's familiar, but not. All right, let's find out. 312 in Chicago, 312, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to have you with us. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Brian. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi, Brian.
Good, how are you?
We've heard from you before.
I'm doing fine.
You sound very familiar.
Yes, I've called before.
Yes.
Cool, welcome back.
Yes, and tell us. What brings you to the show this evening?
I'm calling in. This is a very unique call. And the reason why is because this particular week, I've suffered a lot of setbacks on the job front, trying to find a career job that I thought that I had a good footing in with the people. And there were just a couple of instances where I lost out on job opportunities. I was not even selected for one interview. And I was... But then I was not advanced to the next steps. And so I just want to know, it's been like this all year, by the way. And I just want to know when the cycle is going to end.
Okay.
That is a really good question.
That is a good actual question. Now, you don't like to feel like you've hit a wall and you can't move on, advance, and that's not a good feeling. You know, that's not what some people do. Some people get jobs because they just want to sit and do that one thing. You know, a lot of times it's retired people, and you can understand that. You know, they want to go to Home Depot, and they want to show people where lumber is and stuff like that. But other times, but if you're into here, you're trying to develop a career, you want to make more money, of course, but you also want to advance in your job. And when you hit that wall, you're like, what is going on?
You would think this is a red-hot employment market. You would think that. You know, many people that decided to actually retire or switch career paths from what we went through with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of things have evolved, but then some of them have not. But I see what you're saying big time.
All right. Oh, boy.
International yes. Shout out to Mike.
Hey,
in the
Mike.
UK, who's...
Glad to have you with us.
Not Mike.
Okay, Brian. This is awesome. I've got to tell you. You wanted to know when this cycle would end. Excuse me. I feel very soon.
Okay.
Like we're so close to the end of the year.
We are.
That I want to say definitely as we head into the new year, if not sooner. And here's the thing that the cards are really, what's the word, like stressing right now, is that in their intuitive view, you're knocking on the wrong doors, but the right door is waiting for you. You just haven't connected with it yet. And oh my God, it's going to be like a sunrise over darkness for you. I mean, Jim, you should look at this.
I can't.
Oh, all right. Well, people out there on Facebook, you're not going to really understand these cards, but wow, wow, wow. These are all hearts, just the kind of thing that would like have you walking on sunshine, Brian. So you just hang in there. Often we are being tested, and I think it's by the big guy upstairs, you know, the higher power, as if to say to us, how badly do you want this? You know, are you willing practically to crawl through crushed glass and not falter in your determination and your motivation? I mean, I've seen this kind of thing in the cards, and then it's like that door just magically opens, and it is going to bring a whole new future to you. So don't despair, and please don't lose your faith. And I hope this call with you for your reading is confirming to you that there is something so great out there for you. Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah, that's good, then.
You are ultimately going to end up making a lot of money. I see such abundance around you.
Money's good.
Well, for one thing, you come through in your cards as a hard worker. You don't shy away from challenge and struggle. And he's like you, Jim, in your work. You're going to find that answer. You're not going to say, well, you can't, I don't want to look for it. Or did you become really, like, what's the word? Like, obsessed.
Sometimes.
And, Brian, you've got like a stairway in front of you. A door and a stairway. And now we're going to give you an angel card.
Stand by for your healing angel card reading. Archangel Michael.
Oh!
The path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires.
And there you go. That's what it is. You've got the biggest dog of all archangels.
He's like the right-hand man kind
he's
of
He's always got his sword
he's
ever ready.
He's definitely like a general type.
Yeah.
Yep. Warrior. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's good to hear from
you.
Yeah,
you don't have to be a stranger. You can call back a lot more if you find the time.
Yeah, and if you get an interview scheduled, call us, because a lot of times the cards will say, this is what they're looking for. They want to talk, maybe we'll say ideas and concepts, or maybe they want to talk dollars and cents.
Or a little bit of both.
And you can get a handle on what that interview is going to entail.
Sure, and it sounds like you're on the right track.
Oh, you're going places.
So eventually
fine.
That wall you keep getting is going to disappear, it sounds like.
It's just a matter of time.
Thank you very much for calling
and
holding, and please call back again.
Oh, I'd love to hear from you again.
Have a good one. I got
to
put you on.
Talk to you soon. Yeah.
All right, take care.
Take care.
And we have to remind people, a lot of, especially the people that don't call very often, a lot of time I think they feel that the world they're welcome.
Or that they're bothering us.
Yeah, the world
and
they're welcome.
Not.
And I bet, because I bet some of those, like, international, those big shows where people call in around the country on TV, but they don't take repeat callers. I bet they write the numbers down because they want to spread the love. But we welcome repeat callers just once per show. We don't want you calling back five times in the same hour.
Well, here's the thing,
but every
too.
Day it's cool.
By profession, I'm an intuitive life coach. So that means I often have scheduled once or twice a week with my clients who I meet with. So it's like a continuing, it's not a one-shot deal is what I'm trying to say. It's a continuing relationship. So, and the more I get to know you on an intuitive level, you know, the more you're going to profit from that in terms of your reading. And I have a funny story as Jim's lining up the next one. I was at a gathering some time ago, and a man walked in who, one of my clients was at this party, and she was really crushing hard on this guy. And we were often doing readings. How is he feeling about her? Is he right for picking? All of these kinds of questions. And when he walked up and was introduced to me, it just popped out of my mouth as I'm shaking his hand. I said, you know, I probably know more about you than you do. And he was so taken aback by that. He was like, well, like, what are you, a spy? Or, you know.
Some people that if you say that to some people, they really get paranoid.
You did.
Some
did.
People are like, yeah, whatever. But, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
But some people don't like that. They're like, conspiracy, oh my God.
I like really misspoke, so I have to be careful not
to. So, like, are you a private investigator? You know, my house bug?
Yeah.
I want to talk about something a little bit here. Nothing, I mean, not like a big heavy subject, because we have some new folks here that are international. Here's the deal with the Facebook Messenger thing.
Okay.
This is primary, and a lot of these people came in late, so they missed the spiel. This is primary a call-in show, but we do, because of people that can't call in that are other continents, we do like to open the floor to the Messenger folks. But you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and I've put it in there how to spell it.
Yeah. And I
and you can
looking.
Do so right now.
Yeah, I keep looking.
You can do so right now and just type in there, hey, I did a friend request. Now, here's the deal. Obviously, Deborah Lee, you're going to see a bunch of Deborah Lees. Friend requests the two that look like her.
Yeah, look for the cute one.
One of them is the real account, and one is the old account that just won't go away, and it's just so.
If we try to delete it, it wants to take down the newest.
It's like they're Siamese twins or something. If you kill one, they're both going down or some shit like that. But anyway, so if you really want a Messenger and you want to do it now and you're new, send a friend request to both Deborah Lees. You'll see the picture. It's clear as day. You'll know what I'm talking about. And then say, hey, I sent the request, and I'll pass it on to her, and she'll accept it, and then we'll open up the floor. But anyhow, we're going to go to a caller real quick.
All right.
And then maybe we'll do the messenger thing, yeah, because it's early. We're only halfway through. It ain't no big thing. Who's next on my list? Aha! We're going to area code 614 in the great state of Ohio. 614, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who's on the phone?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Deb.
And you are? Hi.
My name is Wilson from Ohio.
Oh, we know you.
I do remember
that.
Yeah,
we do.
A very unique name. Good. You do not forget.
Oh, that's right. And we really enjoy hearing from you.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
So please tell us what we can do for you.
What's going down, Charlie Brown?
Yep.
Holy crap.
At my job, I've been working really hard, but there's been, like, everybody seems to be getting more acknowledgement than I am, and it's kind of starting to weigh on me. I'm just wondering, is there a reason why it seems like they're skipping over me for everything?
Is it very obvious to you? I mean, do you feel like they're deliberately doing that?
I feel like they are to an extent, because they'd rather keep me doing a bunch of work with them, because I am a hard worker, and they don't have that many hard workers. So if they were to move me up, I would be doing other things. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
oh,
it does. That sucks.
It does.
It's like they're rewarding the well, I almost said a naughty word.
What?
The shitbags.
Yeah.
Oh, I did say it. Bada bing, bada bang.
Well, it is like that, it seems.
I know. It's a catch. And it's, you know what? It's a catch-22 if you're like a boss, a supervisor, management, especially if it's not a giant company. Like, she's like my best worker ever. And if I give her this other position,
we won't
have her anymore. And you know, they
need
to hire other good workers. That's their problem.
And you know, my late husband had the same problem. He worked in what a QA, what is that, quality assurance?
Quality assurance, yep.
For the Navy, on the government
side. On the civilian
side, yeah.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get a promotion if his life depended on it. And you know why?
Yeah.
He was so good at what he did.
And
they didn't want to lose him.
Right, and that whole government, the whole different ballgame, how they promote anyway. So.
Yeah, and so he was so frustrated for most of his, after he retired from the Navy.
It's sad because it's like hard work obviously doesn't get rewarded, and it's kind of depressing to see that. I mean, if I'm right in my, like, interpretation of how things seem,
you're right, and it's... That means management has not set that place up to succeed. They have failing. They're the failures of the management. They would have more than one good hard worker.
Oh, they need that. Why are they keeping them part of the?
Because they're not good management. It sounds like. Oh, you have the cards. I'm just.
Oh, do I ever?
Here they
and
come.
I'll tell you what. I think that it wouldn't hurt for you to let it sort of slip that you're starting to look for another job. Because they do not want to lose you, but they don't want to give you the accolades that you deserve, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if you do start to look, you're going to find something falling in your lap that is like heaven sent in terms of a career move. And thunder's sure to come true, and all of you know how much I love that designation, because you can't sidestep it. When it's something really good, it's not like a bus you have to run to go catch, because it's going to come and find you. So I'm just saying, if they got wind, because I'm seeing right here, that if you were to put it out a little bit on the grapevine, they're going to hear about it, and they're not going to want to lose you. And you might get that special, we want to talk to you, you know, when they take you aside. And they would say, what will it take for us to keep you? Otherwise, let's say if they don't, well...
Then it was meant to be.
Yes, it was meant to be for you.
Because you don't want to be stuck in a place where you're in quicksand doing all the hard work and not getting,
and
you're getting zero rewards.
And for them to lose you, too bad, so sad. You know, that's their own fault. So
sure.
I see, though, that you're like the fellow that called in. Both of you are really going places. And sometimes, you know, I think sometimes they will deliberately kind of ignore you because they don't want you to know how good you really are. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is. It, and
yeah.
We got a million.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to move on. Yeah. Sorry, real quick, we have a bazillion callers, but thank you. Real quick, your healing angel card reading. Subject is peace. No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love and peace will follow.
Yeah, and I'd like to add to that this little caveat here that if all of us look at our lives as they are, most times it's one decision, one choice we have to make that'll put us on a whole different track. You know, that'll make things better, happier, more abundance, all the good stuff. So I say have faith in yourself. I have faith in you. Now it's up to you to do the same, and don't be afraid to walk, especially if you've lined up something really good.
You can do it.
Yes, you can.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
And, definitely keep on calling back.
Yes, would love that.
Thank you.
More
thank you.
Me.
And care.
Have a good one.
All right, hon.
We got to keep on moving on.
Yeah, look at that.
Because the hits just keep on coming. All right. We're bouncing all over the country. I don't like it. Let's see. Next caller is 856 in Jersey, 856, well, that's where the area code says.
Hi, welcome to the show. And what is your
Hi.
Name? And
this How are you? It's Rosemaria.
Oh, hello. How are you, hon? Are things getting better?
Not really. I'm moving on, but not really. No relationship, no nothing. Nothing
sometimes,
happened. So
sometimes it's baby
pretty
steps.
Much like gave up.
Oh, you can't do that. Really. You'll miss out on all the good stuff. So what would you like me to look in your cards for you?
I guess like the other call of the guy that doesn't look like the same thing. You're like repeating, like guys are coming up and they only want one thing, if that makes sense. And
oh, we know what that is.
Rob's your brown count.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, well, those aren't ones to waste your time on.
Unless. You know, sometimes
right.
there are women that are on the same wavelength and they actually connect.
They do.
But, you know, it's too bad those people didn't connect more often, so the other people that don't want that kind of thing don't get caught up in it.
It's true. And, you know, men have become very spoiled because of the information superhighway, as in the internet. Because they can go looking for strange, they can, you know, they can have multiple partners. And women could, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
so I'm
just,
not just saying it.
That's just typically not in their DNA, but they are out there.
A good thing to say, this is what I used to say years ago, and it never failed. I'm not going to start what I'm not going to finish. So, you know, sayonara, bye.
Depends on what your word of, what your definition of finish means.
Being a booty call or a hookup.
But that could be somebody's, that is their finish. That we're going to do a booty call, and then we're done. We're good. Move on. Go back to work. Anyway, go ahead. Let's
okay.
Do you
so,
have a question?
No, she never got to her question.
If you can, give us like a one-sentence question, please.
I guess I did communicate with him for his birthday. No response to nothing. So
okay.
I'm wondering if that's ever going to happen to get married and move on, and if that's ever going to happen for me.
Okay, so
you
this
know,
is the big her, this is the big picture of her future love life, basically.
Yeah,
what
you
do
know,
you see in a snapshot?
That's what I'm doing. And you know what? There are all kinds of people right now listening that I'll bet you, you know, they are sitting there nodding because they know the same feeling.
Oh, I think nowadays, what are they? They're predicting that it won't be that long. We'll have 10 billion people on this planet.
Jeez.
There's so many people out there. There's very, very little percentage, like, even greater odds in the lottery that you're the first person to have a certain type of problem.
That's true.
No.
And now we're heading into the emotional
comfort,
time of the year,
the
holidays.
Holidays.
And when people are alone and they feel like they don't have any prospects, these are tough times. You see the commercials, the internet's full of all that warm and fuzzy, and it's like, you know, what's wrong with me? Am I a cold turd on a paper plate? Or what?
Sure. You know, I spent a lot of my young adult formative years in the military, so I spent a lot of holidays away from home, and it kind of it toughens you up when you're young and you're like 19, 20, 21, 22, and you miss a bunch of holidays without family and stuff. It's sad, but it actually does your body good, your soul.
And I got to tell you, the one you said you honored his birthday, you gave him, what did you do? Tell me again.
I sent him a card at the beginning of the month so he gets it on time, put the mail and stuff, and I called him on his birthday on the 25th, and no answer, no call, no return call, no thank you, no nothing, and then Friday I called, and he answered and hung up, so
well,
he was
I want you to know something here, right here. I want you to know, first of all, always remember love is a strength. It's not a weakness. And right now you might feel like, oh, God, I can't believe that I was like crawling on my knees for him to talk to me or whatever. I want you to know your cards are showing he is going to have a change of heart. He is going to really miss the wonderful, beautiful you. Not tomorrow.
No.
Not even within a year.
It could be many years in theory,
it could,
right?
But he is going to look back and realize how much you cared for him and how he basically, you know, just kicked you to the curb.
Sounds like it was not meant to be.
Well, he's very immature at this point.
He is definitely emotionally as immature as you can get.
And sometimes women that are really good for a guy scare the crap out of him.
Or he thinks he's a player because he watches a lot of TV or something. You know what? Eventually, he's going to play with a chick that, ooh, I really love this chick. I'm going to play with her, and then she's going to dust him. It could be you.
Oh.
And he's going to never do that ever again.
He's
going to
get bumped. You'll see.
He's going to go, what a dumbass I was. But you know what? When the ship sails, the ship freaking sails.
And I want to leave you with this before we go to your angel card. Under your sure to come true designation in your cards, and that's the stuff that I've, in all the years, I've seen it always come true in one manner or another. You are going to have a beautiful wedding. You're going to be married to somebody that is never going to betray you, and you are going to find a beautiful, amazing career for yourself. So you're going to look back on all of this one day and realize how much you have in the future. As opposed, because right now this is kind of like being, like a starving Ethiopian in a way, because you're looking for love, it's not coming. You would love to have a great job, it's not coming, but it's out there, and it's going to find you, all of that. So don't, just try to get through the holidays, honey.
All right, real quick. Before we move on, the subject of your healing angel card reason is positive outcome.
Oh, I like that.
The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope. And I think she wanted to know about her future love life in general.
Yeah. Oh,
not necessarily with this schmuck, but in general.
It's coming.
I know, I should say schmuck because she cares for
And him. He is going to have a change of heart.
But
the question, the thing is, it may be too little, too late.
It typically is.
Women do. We do mature and grow.
I mean, every human's going to move from a crappy situation. Everybody has their certain points, different time frames. Like, we're all different. But there's a certain point where that door gets shut.
And usually it comes from loving somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else comes along and says, wow, I was dumb to this other person that came along is better. I just didn't know it.
Yep. You'll
so,
see.
That's why. So that's what that angel card's telling you. And good luck and thank you. And please call back again.
Yep. And remember, God wouldn't take you this far and leave you. So have faith in that. We love hearing from you. We'll be here through the holidays. So
absolutely.
Feel free to call us. And take care, hon.
Right,
thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Great. All right, hon.
All right. We got a few callers. It's no big deal.
We can extend if we need to.
Wait, but I am a couple dropped off because sometimes these people just got stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right. Uh, I am opening the floor real quick because we got Catherine from Ireland just showed up too.
Hey, Catherine. Good
right
to
now,
have
I
you.
Just typed in. It's a quick little window for Facebook Live Messenger, folks. Messenger Deborah Lee now.
We know that it's very late across the pond.
Do not messenger the Psychic Love Doctor
So we
show.
Feel honored when you all join us.
So we're going to open a little bit of a gap, and then we'll get back to our callers. Messenger folks, we have a few out there. We'll wait about 30 seconds. I typed it in because there's no delay.
I got it.
About 20, 30 seconds on Facebook, but that's not bad. Yesterday's 20, 30 second delay on Blog Talk.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was like I was ready to just pour all the booze into a bathtub and go swimming in it.
I couldn't stop laughing.
I was ready to do it.
It was just hilarious. So maybe they just want to listen and watch.
Yes, all right, no more messenger calls. None.
Right now, yeah.
We have to take callers, and we don't have a hold system, so.
Yes.
And there'll be other shows. It's no big deal. Yeah. Anyway, let me look at my least. We're going to area code 520, which is out in Arizona. 520, welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hello, I bet this is Lisa.
It is Lisa. I love talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That makes me really happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Well, what can we do for you?
What's cooking? Cookie?
Well, okay. I signed up for I have a degree. I have a couple of different degrees.
Nice.
And I signed up for a class, a 4-week class, and it's a class that is online, and it's taught by a highly credentialed individual who I like him, what he brings to the table. Do you see me, what do you see me gaining from the class? Do you see me gaining as a result of having taken that class, do you see me gaining personal fulfillment of goals like money and that kind of thing?
Sure, I can do that.
Only thing I missed out of that because I was multitasking was what was the specific class?
Yes, you never said.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Do you want to share with us or would you rather not?
Well, it goes along with my background. It's not anything that is horrible or, you know, out
so,
and never, sure, never
holistic, it's holistic type stuff, that kind of field, right?
No. It's academic. It's academic.
Oh.
But I do it as a pursuit of pure happiness. It's not to go get a job interview or nothing like that. But
gotcha.
I think so. My question psychically is, do you see anything emerging from as a result of me having taken that class? It's a 4-week class. And the professor is very driven. He's very established. He's very has a lot of credentials.
Well, I have to tell you, absolutely. Oh my God, best card in the deck is with this in this trio here, which is all about this class. You are going to. I'm trying to think how to put this because, you know, a lot of things I don't know consciously, but I just let spirit tell me. What there is here is I think you are going to be a very this professor or this individual is really going to enjoy you because, and what I'm hearing is your critical thinking. So I don't know what kind of class.
Well, it's academic,
yes.
So that's
that you have
a
really good, perspective on the subject matter, and this is gonna be great.
Yeah, there are some classes, obviously,
yeah.
When you go to university, it's a bill. Some of them are clear, black and white. It's not so much being creative; it's being able to get to the problem and solve it. And some of them, you have to do a lot of creative thinking.
And he is going to feel, all right, I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. He's going to feel attracted to you. All right?
Really?
Yeah. but I don't see you entertaining that.
No.
Yeah, but I have a feeling he has a very active sex life wherever he goes.
Yeah, he's partnered up with somebody. I've heard him mention his, you know, partner a few times. I can imagine he would. You know, I mean, not that I focus on that.
Yeah.
With him,
but. No, but sometimes it's nice to know, you know, how somebody is feeling towards you, especially when the Seven of Clubs is there. That's a card of sexual desire.
Bronx Cabronco.
Yeah, and that's the dance, you know, the seduction. And, you know, he's going to feel it toward you. And it's going to make you feel pretty good.
It takes two to tango, though, Nub, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to go that way.
Well, no, that's what I said.
No.
Exactly.
No.
That's why I said that, because it takes two to tango. Just because somebody is feeling a certain way and ready to rock and roll doesn't mean you're going to rock with them.
And to be honest with you, it's like a sailor who has a girl in every port. He's got some colorful things going on in his private life.
Concubines are everywhere.
Yeah, well, I think they have an agreement. What I'm seeing here, I'm feeling it, that they have, there's a word for that too. And it's escaping me.
He has a bunch of road whores?
Like an open marriage or relationship.
Open relationship, and, just no commitment?
Well, it's a commitment to no commitment, I guess.
That's why our planet's overpopulated.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Here's your healing angel card reading. Subject is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
I think that's great. And I think you're going to be like a star pupil or student. I guess pupil's old-fashioned.
It is very old-fashioned, but it's still synonymous. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, we're glad you got through to talk to us.
Yes,
thank
me.
You.
Oh, yeah. I think you're really going to enjoy it, Lisa.
And you have a lot of patience. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck to you. We shall speak again.
Yes.
All right. We shall rock and we shall roll on because we have a few callers, but it's not an insurmountable amount. Let me get that out of my system. Okay. Let's go to the next one. This is, we've been bouncing all over this great country. We're going to 775 Nevada. 775.
All right. And to whom are we speaking?
Hello, my name is Wendy from California.
Hello.
Yep, we got it.
Hi, Wendy.
What's up?
Hi, it's so nice to have you both on the radio. Thank you.
That makes my day. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I'm not an assuming person, but you may remember me talking to you in the past about my application for home health care.
Yes.
Okay. And I believe I'm making progress. I think things are gelling. I am in communication with an attorney that is very well known to this insurance company, and this attorney has won millions in representation.
Awesome.
And he said he wants me to try to apply on my own so that I don't have to pay him money. And I believe he's being authentic. And I have my doctor signed the paperwork, and I'm a little surprised she did, because she puts the insurance company on notice by saying, this is to clearly notify you that Wendy is at risk of further injury, et cetera, et cetera. And everything is factual and true, supported by medical documents. So I have that ready. I haven't heard from Linda, the lady that used to work for the company. I did give her an email about a week ago saying, are you still going to write the letter? And she said she's working on it. But what do you get? Do you feel that I will be approved and start collecting before the end of December?
All right, we're going to take a look.
That's pretty ambitious, because that is not far away. We're into November. We got, and this holiday has really screwed things up as far as when you got legal or professional things going on, because big blocks of time get erased around Thanksgiving, big blocks of time get erased around Christmas. So you, when you think about it, it's like really, in reality, work day wise, it's less than a month.
And that attorney you spoke to has a very big heart.
Absolutely.
He doesn't
absolutely.
Need your money.
Yeah, that's okay.
So he's a millionaire.
Well, yeah. We understand. Yeah, obviously, like you said, he's very successful. So obviously,
altruistic. He wants to help you without cleaning out your bank account.
Yeah, he knows. He's like you said. If he's very successful, he doesn't need to help people that can help themselves. He probably says, you got it. Just go ahead and file on your own. All right, what do you got, Deb?
I gotta tell you, I think Jim is right. It's really, really optimistic to think it's going to happen, you know, in December.
And there's nothing wrong with being optimistic, though. I mean, we are all supposed to think positive, but just don't get disappointed if it doesn't happen.
Exactly. And one thing, we have a lady in Canada who calls us.
Oh, God.
She's been waiting 5 years.
Going on six. I mean, it's just like, wow.
So you're not looking at
that at all.
Yeah, that snafu.
You're not looking at that kind of term. It's just that Deb's thinking, the first of the year is almost here. That might not be the case, but, you know, once people get back into January, holidays are gone. Everybody kind of gets right back into the groove and starts rocking and rolling.
A lot of people go on vacation now.
Oh, they start, they make their Thanksgivings bigger. They take long extra vacations for Christmas. Yeah, it's a rough 2 months. But anyway, what do you got,
Deb? Yeah, I would say you're going to have to be flexible on the time.
But you see positiveness, right?
I do.
That's what matters.
But you may still have to go back to him for further advice.
Well, the letter I wrote was polite because it's going to be seen by many people. And I basically reminded them to look at the form that their company provided that my doctor signed. And I said, she said my conditions are lifetime and chronic. In other words, I'm not going to get better. This is it for the rest of my life. And then later towards closing the letter, I said something like, I am hopeful that we can resolve this amicably. I am prepared to contact the Department of Managed Health Care and the Department of Insurance if needed. And also, there is a very successful, well-known attorney that specializes in representing clients that have been denied by your company. And then I say, respectfully, blah, blah, blah. So I am like the ever-ready bunny. I'm very kind, but I don't give up. And also, I use my resources. And sometimes people misjudge me but then when they get to know me and they look at my verbiage, then I'm thinking that they're going to wake up and that they're going to, I hope they approve me soon.
I do too.
And soon is relative.
And soon is a relative word.
Yeah, like I said, we're hitting this weird holiday thing. There's lots of people taking days off vacation and stuff like that, but even if it's January, it's still soon.
Yeah, and I really think January is looking very good for you. It could be the first part of January.
Well, that would be a great way to start 2023. And also, and also, I have a friend named Rosie. We've been friends for 40 years. We started talking again about 4 years ago. We would talk almost every day for at least 2 hours, and then about 3 weeks ago, she said she was going out to lunch with an ex-boyfriend. And I said, well, I'm happy for you. Have fun. Call me when you get back. And then I didn't hear from her. And I just said, hi, I just would love to chat with you. And anyway, finally, I sent her an email, very polite. And I said, I'm feeling a little awkward because I haven't heard from you. Is it okay for me to still call you or email you? And she did text me back, and she basically said, best wishes to you. Hope everything's the best for you. And then we're going to keep things the way they are for right now and that she was really busy. Well, that was almost like she was giving me walking papers or something.
Exactly.
Is she still my friend? Is she going to contact me ever?
Wendy, I think she's wrapped up. What my feeling is, she's wrapped up with that ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. And that's fine, but why not be my friend still?
Because there's probably extended. We should have you call again. We'll be here tomorrow night.
Yep.
We can look more into it.
Yeah.
But my sense is there are extenuating circumstances where he's possibly still married or has a girlfriend and she is withdrawing from you because she senses that you're going to be very negative about it. And it's not right.
All right.
You know, we'll talk about that if you call me again.
We're going to do your angel card, healing angel card reading real quick for moving on to the next caller. Heart and Soul, Huey Lewis song.
Yes.
When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, but not fear.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. And, like, yeah, definitely. Hey, that question was a good question.
Yeah.
Call back on Friday.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I feel bad for you. I've had it happen to me recently.
And she'll be able to give you a whole new laydown spread on that and look deeper into that question.
Yeah, we'll find out what's up with your friend, okay?
Yeah, definitely call tomorrow if you can. We know it's Fridays. It's going to be tough.
But we'll be here Saturday, too.
And Saturday.
Yes. So take care.
Thank you both and have a nice evening.
Thank you for holding for a long time.
You too.
We extended the show because we only got two callers left, so I think we can roll in. What do you think?
Yeah.
We just can't take 15 questions. Sorry, folks.
Go to the second one first because I think I know who the other one is. And what was the second one first? Oh, did you make a mistake?
No, I...
Okay, whatever you
just
say.
Just make me look like a piece of poo-poo. I'll explain later. All right. We're going to area code 779, Illinois, 779. We're extended the show, but we got to pick up the pace.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
We're stating the whole 50 states. What's up, my friends?
We have. Actually, we've
traveled.
This is the second time we've been back in Illinois.
Yeah.
We had an earlier caller from downtown Chicago almost. At least that's what the area
code said. Oh, that poor thing. That poor thing. They need help.
Well, unless they like the gangster life. But
how
what do you
are
got?
You? How are you doing, hon?
Up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Sounds like
you know what I mean. I went to New Orleans for my birthday weekend.
Oh.
How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was okay.
I've never been.
It was okay.
I've never been there either.
I've never been.
Don't go. It's not worth it. Just gonna tell you right now. Unless you like drinking and if you like drinking and drugs and a lot of vomit and piss on the ground, go for it. But other than that, I wouldn't go.
I like the first thing. I like the drinking and I like the boobage, but I don't want to walk through rivers of piss
Remember
and poop.
Remember we saw a cop
and vomit.
Joe?
Yeah,
the French Quarter was a huge disappointment. I don't know. I was disappointed a little bit, but I had fun. I went to my vampire ball. It was amazing. I took a friend, but they were a stick in the mud, and I'm really pissed at them. Like, I basically am not wanting to be this person's friend anymore because they just pissed me off. So,
well, then that's not a good connection.
Right.
No. And it's somebody I've talked to you about in the past, but I have now made my mind up that, you know, there's not even a point of really, you know, being friends with somebody who's just going to be like that. So, anyways, can you just do a reading on my dad? He's going in tomorrow. We're going to the oncologist or the cancer doctor to find out what exactly going on, see if you with cards tell you.
Sure.
Because that's
sure.
what's mainly on my mind.
Sure. And that makes a lot of sense. And we keep our fingers crossed and our prayers.
How's your dad?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just have.
How's
and then
doing?
My best friend's best friend's dad, who she never really liked anyways because he abandoned them. He just passed away on my birthday, which was Tuesday.
Oh.
So I found out on. Monday, she sent me a text message. Oh, I'm in Arlington Heights. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll drive over there. It's only an hour from my house. So I drove over there and saw him. And anyways, long story short, he went and got, sorry, I know some people are all for the jabby jabs. I'm not. He went and got all three, went and started feeling like shit. Went to the doctor, like, oh, by the way, you have cancer. And he's like, oh, okay. Went and got the fourth jabby jab. Within a week of getting it, he now has cancer all throughout his body and is dead. So you do what you want with that information, but my point being is he's now gone and in a very quick thing. But anyway, so now my dad is on the same route.
That's what matters the most.
Well,
what do you got, Deb?
Is your dad failing quite a bit?
I think so.
Because I think tomorrow is actually, you're seeing the oncologist, and there's actually going to be, it's going to turn into what I am perceiving to be a very optimistic type of visit, even though is your dad like end stage?
No, we don't know what he is. That's the problem. We don't know, and we have to go with him tomorrow so that we know what they're doing, because he did his radiology yesterday, like the full body scan where you got to drink the radioactive shit, because they're looking for it in the bone, because they're saying it's metastasized in his prostate, which means it's metastasized into the bone. Now, it's funny how it's been gone for 22 years, and all of a sudden it shows up.
Oh, boy. Well,
cancer is a weird
thing. Is your father,
what's
his age?
He is 79.
But still, it's up there. But I just don't see that he's ready for the whole shebang of end of life.
Oh, he's going to go down fighting.
He is.
Well,
I know he's not going to go easy.
And oncologists want that from their patients because that helps them.
It does.
When they come up with a treatment plan, they don't want them to. They want them to be positive and say, "I'm on board. Screw this shit."
They may talk about palliative care, if I said that right.
You're looking at the wrong
it's
person.
It's like giving him comfort. It's not quite hospice, but it's where they will do things for his comfort and for to not just sit in pain.
Yeah, because it is a two-way thing: treatment and comfort.
Well, he complains of a lot of lower back pain issues.
Well, this
doctor,
I think, is really a good one from what I see here. This
That's
is a
good.
Good person. Yeah.
Well, it's with the VA, so
we'll see. Oh, yeah. Well, there are some good ones.
Well, they have gone through some major shakedowns in the last 2 years.
Haven't
so they are going to be I don't know if you've been there before. It's a different VA than it used to be. It
used to be just a pit.
Yep.
Dump. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, because that's what's mainly laying on my brain. The other thing is just,
friend,
my trip was kind of a shit.
Your friend is likely going to need, she's a good friend to you, right? And you're a good friend to her. She's going to need somebody to help her process because there's a lot of anger in her that this man.
Well, it's not a her, it's a him. And he pissed me off.
Yeah, well, that person got abandoned. And there's a lot of anger in there.
I wasn't very nice either, because once you piss me off and you just I'm done with you, like I turn colder than ice, like I'm deep freeze, I'm
cold as ice,
I'm dry ice.
Well, you were looking for a good time, right? Isn't that the one?
I was looking for a good time, and then I didn't get a good time because all I got was bitching and complaining.
Maybe that's his true personality, and he's really happy when he's doing
I know he's, like, super depressed because, he texted me later, and he's like, I'm dying down here and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you made your bed, and now you get to lie in it because you have shown your colors to me that you're not willing to change or work on doing things differently. This was a test, and you failed the test.
Well, let's see what kind of card you get from the angel.
Angel card.
Okay.
Oh, we extended the show, so the harp, the angels playing the harps, they're on break, they're smoking. Archangel Sandalphon, have you heard? What a dumbass I am. Me, I am calling myself a dumbass. But anyway, I have heard your call for help. This is Sandalphon speaking. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Aww. Well, I think that's very uplifting.
I had to screw it up,
It's okay.
Yep.
But anyways, I'll call you tomorrow about the other stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're here Friday and Saturday, almost for sure. Definitely tomorrow.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, cool.
And
I'll
be pulling up later after the show.
We wish you luck tomorrow.
We love you too, Teresa.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Be positive. Be very positive.
Yeah.
All righty, I think this is going to be the last caller.
Yep, that's all there is.
Now there's somebody else showing up, and we apologize. We've already extended the show 12 minutes, but we are going to get the person that's been on hold for many moons. 510 in California, 510.
Hi.
Yes. Hello.
Hello there. Good to hear from you. What is your name, please?
Aaron.
Well, are you new to the show? Are you a new one?
Pretty much. I think I might have called in before, but I'm not sure.
That's what I think. I feel we have talked before.
So it's probably been a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what can we do?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Well, two things. I'll make them short.
Great. Thank you.
My current employment seems to be overwhelming. And
okay.
The second thing is I went to see I had a free consultation with one of those sound healing sessions.
Oh, the sound healer.
A consultation. Right, correct. And I spoke to a lady and told her my issues and the price of the services were beyond my means at this point.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, it can be very expensive.
Well, he's out in California, so there's probably a wide variety of prices.
Well, did you feel that the sound healing was working for you?
No, we just had the consultation. I mean, I've only saw like YouTube videos on the subject, and I thought I can give it a try and go through the process.
She'll do the cards on both. We actually out here, we're in Virginia, and Deb more than me, but we've actually been to some of the sound healing things, and they're actually, I liked it, but they were not expensive, and they were not that. This sounds like a person that's really more interested in money than anything, but that's just me.
They're trying to make a living, you know.
Well, some people at least have like a quick 15-minute session. I have a bunch of people there, so at least can get a taste for it, you know. Because you don't want to commit to a lot of money for something that you don't even know anything about except other than watching stupid videos.
Well, I got
I
got some news for you, hon.
Yeah, she's got the cards. I'm just babbling.
Yeah, well, you're just keeping us from dead air.
Exactly. I'm a babbler.
This is, now that you've had the consultation, you can actually find everything about this on the internet.
Yeah.
And there are recordings that you can use that are just as good.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there
That's
is.
Cool.
There's recordings out there. Also,
make sure you have a good sound system.
Or good headphones.
Oh, yeah, right, exact. Some kind of good sound.
And you can also get, and I use them, tuning forks that are at a, now what do you call that? The hertz or the?
It's a frequency, hertz or frequency.
And tuning forks work real well. I also have a thing that's called the love tuner, and it's at the frequency that they consider to be the love frequency. And it does something for me. It's like a little whistle, and it's like beep, like that kind of sound. And it does something. I get all kinds of tingles. So you don't have to go and pay money for
Part
this.
Two. Part two is his first question.
Yeah, and the employment.
Yeah, big one. Well, I think it's big.
Now, you're overwhelmed in this job. Are they making you do too much with all the proper compensation and
all
that?
Yeah, a lot of times they'll throw stuff at you that you haven't really been trained for. And it's, here you go, figure it out. It's like, really? But that's me.
But on a psychic or intuitive level, what's happening for you is satisfaction and any kind of a sense of fulfillment from this job is disintegrating, and it's like a downward spiral because you're meant to be somewhere else that will bring you, you know, more abundance. You're coming through in your cards as a pretty sharp guy. You know, you've got a lot on the ball, and you're going to go places. You're like Brian who called earlier.
Oh, okay.
And he was going through a really challenging week. Well, eventually you're going to say, I feel with this job, I've had it, you know, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that fire in your belly or that anger is what's going to put you out, and you're going to connect with the absolutely right job for you. And you're going to love it. And they are going to take good care of you as an employee. Sometimes the situation we're in has to crumble for us to move on. You see, and that's what I see in your cards. And maybe you'll stay at that till the right job materializes in front of you, but it's coming. And down the road in your life.
Down the road.
Can I ask how old you are?
I will be 42 next month.
Okay, you're young. That's young. I give
it
a
is.
You got to remember who you're talking. I guess you don't know who you're talking
I'm
to.
I'm 65, but I feel like I'm 42.
And I'm like 57.
And you know what? Give yourself 10 years. You're going to be running your own business, and you are going to love it. It's going to be very successful within 10 years.
10 years-ish,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And I see you having a partner, and you both see eye to eye. You both have a very good vision about the future. And I don't really pick up here what it is your business, because maybe you don't even know yet. You're not consciously aware of what it's going to be. But you have gifts that you're not even using yet. So give yourself time. And you should call us again because... you know, we can pick up on more things for you. But, yes, you're definitely meant to be in a different job. And that is going to come
with
the new year.
Sure. And stand by for your healing angel card reading before we depart. Subject is change.
Change.
Life is a journey. It would be very fulfilling if each step was exactly the same as the last. Unfulfilling. It would be very unfulfilling if every step is the same. Because life is always changing, it is forever fresh and new. Allow your life to unfold gracefully. Be grateful for what it is, was, and is, and forever will be. So basically, like she said, there's change coming.
Oh, definitely.
And embrace it. Don't be afraid of it.
Exactly. Remember this.
Humans are naturally afraid of change.
When desire is greater than fear, there's nothing really we can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of times we are afraid of change.
And look for that sound therapy online.
Yeah,
I will.
You know, you can buy these recordings, or there's some that are free. And
I would never commit to paying a lot until you were 100% had enough samples and experienced it enough to realize it was going to be it.
And I mean, people are out to make money. They're,
and there's
a
lot of folks out there, especially in your state.
So look into it. And if you feel an interest, I think it's meant to, you're showing, that interest is showing up.
And it's good that he's interested.
Yeah, because it will give you a lot of good relaxation.
It's interesting, especially when you're there in person and the person, there's one thing, I don't know if they can duplicate it on tapes, but when they, the drum thing, you can feel it reverberate through your whole body when she was doing the drum thing. But anyway, but you, at least if you go on the internet, like she said, you'll get a taste for it, and there's some of it that might actually work for you right there just on the internet.
Exactly.
Nothing to lose, everything to gain for free.
So good luck to you, and don't be a stranger. We want to hear from you more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. The weekend is upon us. Enjoy it.
Yep, that's for sure.
All right.
Take care, man. Blessings.
All right, well, we must say sayonara.
Yeah, oh, here, I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Madonna. It's always over, say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Pacific.
Take care, everyone. Be well. Bye-bye.